Both hands, so it'd be levered up to jump up and down on the middle. Can't hear anything called a jacking board. What about something that's, you know, very common? You got a plank and it's suspended by ropes.
Swing.
Yeah. Yeah, tell me about something a little different on that. Say if you were, if a person was burning coal in a stove for heat, would it be any kind of container that he'd have inside next to the stove to keep extra coal in?
Coal saddle. Coal saddle.
Yeah. Could you describe that to me? Is it like a bucket or is it any different?
It's sort of like a bucket. So it's got, at the end it kind of flanges out, like so you can pour coal out of it or something.
So talking about a stove, that pipe that goes out the back of the stove into the chimney, what do you call that?
Stove pipe.
Okay. Is there a difference between a chimney and a flue, as far as you know?
I call it the flue, the metal pipe that goes up to the chimney.
But that's not a stove pipe.
No, sir. I mean, like in a fireplace, you know, it's metal, and then it goes up, and then it goes into the chimney.
Does the flue come before the stove pipe, or?
It's got the thing, the door on it.
That part of it's the flue. Okay. Alright, something that a man would use in the yard, when he's working around the yard, it has a handle and one wheel down front.
Oh, a wheel back?
Yeah. You ever heard that called anything else?
Car,
or
something like that, maybe.
Exactly. You ever heard it called George Boogie?
Yes, sir.
Say if a man had a knife and wanted to put a sharp edge on it, something that he could hold in his hand to sharpen it off.
Wet rod?
Yeah, I think. You ever heard of something along the same principle, but it was bigger if a man wanted to put an edge on his axe?
Grindstone?
Yeah. What do you think of a grindstone? Is it something that's turned with a handle or a pedal operator? You think both of them?
Yes, sir.
Okay. And this vehicle that we drive, you say you drove up to a place in
car.
Yeah. Would you ever call it anything else?
No, sir.
Would you call it an automobile? Say if your car was making squeaking noise, if you might take it to the service station and ask the man to put it up on the rack and do what to it?
Check it out.
Okay. And if it was going to control the squeaking, you might do what to it?
No, no, no.
Well, you know that stuff that they put on it? With the stuff you get all over your fingers, you know?
Tar?
Well, not for the something that would control the squeaking. Would just be well, not that exactly.
Grease.
There you go. Alright, so if he's going to put grease on it, you say he was going to do what to it?
Grease it.
Sure. If he did it yesterday, you said yesterday.
Grease it.
Okay. And if you got the junk all over your hands, you say your hands were all
dirty. Greasy.
Okay. You mentioned something else. While you're there at the filling station, you might tell him, look up on your hood and check your
oil.
What about in the days before people had electric lamps, the kind of lamps that burned this fluid up? What do you call that?
Kerosene.
Mm-hmm. Ever heard that called MAGA?
Well, thanks, man.
Coal? Heard that?
I've heard it, but no, not very well.
Okay. And you call that thing that you heard of?
Kerosene lantern.
Yeah.
Or just a lantern.
Yeah, and the other word for kerosene that you...
Coal?
Yeah. Have you ever heard of people taking just a bottle and some kerosene and something for a wick to make a temporary lamp or a makeshift lamp? Haven't heard anything like that.
Well, it's made hard of making bombs.
A Molotov cocktail. Yeah, but you hadn't heard of using that for just a temporary light.
Must
What would, if somebody said torch, what would that bring to mind?